Browns have at least a small chance or a significant chance to get John Harbaugh, but none of the major reporters can agree how much.
No, nobody can agree how much. It does feel like they're at least in the conversations, though, which is really all we should be asking for. Chip in a chair, right? Let's just have a conversation. And then from there, it's on Haslam. And really, I was thinking about this, like, should he kick Andrew Berry out of the room? I think there needs to be like a 5 or 10 minute deal where it's just Jimmy Haslam in the room with Harbaugh, where you can tell him, you know, not only can I give you this amount of money, but I can also get rid of Andrew if you need to as well.
Hey, like, Andrew, man, I'm feeling a little peckish. I could use some like peanut butter and chocolate. I'm feeling a little low blood sugary.
Yeah, could you just run out?
So the vending machine down the hall, that's not going to cut it.
And Andrew's like, oh, we got people that can do that.
No. You know which ones I like. They're on the bottom rung. They're down in the basement.
Ashley's really good at this, though. She's really good at this.
She never picks the right ones. No offense, Ashley, but let's get to this. And then Andrew's like, okay.
And the whole way, it's the dead man walking scene in Green Mile. He's just walking like, oh no, I'm screwed. This is where he bus tosses me and I'm out of a job. But like, I almost wondered if he should like bake in like a 5 minute. I just want to do this with everyone. Like 5 minutes, me and the candidate all setting up for this Harbaugh appearance where he can then tell him you get anything you want. Name your person, name your place, name your amount of money. Let's do this.
Some Jimmy and John time. That's us. Just two bros, broing out.
And then he does it with, like, you know, everyone. Nate Shieldhouse, the whole gang. And then it just seems normal.
I did
say it very correctly. I'm like a lot of people today and really a lot of people over the weekend as well. Oh, boy.
Pew, 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 pew. That's just dirty pool.
Boy.
That is just dirty pool on
like
so many
like he's
levels.
Mickey Mouse or something. It was really funny to me.
Be more like, oh boy.
That's one of those. What it was.
I just think it's interesting. I do think the question is going to be: Do the Giants or Falcons? Do they let John Harbaugh leave the room? Because if they do, that opens the window for Jimmy Haslam and the Browns. And I think like if the Browns call out to John Harbaugh, we want to interview you, come on in. And then he takes a job before he gets a chance to get to the Browns. Mm-hmm. I don't know I can really put that on the Browns.
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, but I...
Because like the whole point of the Jimmy magic in all of this is you get in a room with Jimmy Haslam and his pocketbook, and then that does the talking.
Right. That's
but if he never gets like, to there, I can't really blame the Browns for that.
I know. I also do feel like if this is where does Haslam have to have a conversation with the agent beforehand to be like, before you ever even get into the Giants room, before you ever even get into that spot, I want you to know what we're going to offer you. I want you to know what that expectation is. I can't afford to let that situation happen.
You can only loosen that bullet once. You can only get him with a shock and awe once.
I know, but it might be worth it.
Unless when he actually comes in, it's actually like $5 million more than you told the agent the first time.
You can only use that bullet once, but if you never get to use that bullet, that's even that's the worst thing that happens.
Or the guy just didn't really want to come here. Like, I can live with that. I can live with John Harbaugh just never gives you a chance to do this, as opposed to you had a chance to it and you were like, well, I hope you like John Harbaugh. I hope you like Jim Schwartz, Tommy Rees, and Andrew Berry. Like, and by the way, the analytics are really still in charge. Like that to me would be the thing where it's like, okay, did you really want John Harbaugh or did you just want John Harbaugh on your terms?
I did notice some of the reports talking about how John Harbaugh had to do all this research on all the quarterbacks, right? He had to dissect Jackson Dart, dissect Cam Ward. I was like, do you think he broke down a lot of Shador tape? What do you think he did there?
I think we already know, right? Didn't he already do some Shador work there?
That's what I'm saying. He's already done the work on Shador. Does he need any more of the seven games? Is that what he needs?
Should we get his number and send him some stuff? Like, oh, John. Hey, it's Nick and John from Cleveland.
We missed the mixtape opportunity.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Just a couple of friendly texts.
I just don't spend time editing things, but I've thought about just doing a splice of all of Shador's best throws and just putting them out there and just not saying anything with it. And just it's like a 3 minute montage of just the very, very best, a greatest hits of Shador over the previous seven games.
I will tell you, that is why the social media is the perfect place for the Shador conversation, because there are people putting out like one bad read from Shador.
Well, he gets all that.
And it's like
he gets all the negative throws in a montage.
The highlights are all over TikTok. TikTok is very pro Shador.
Where's my 3 minute montage of just the very best throws from those seven games?
I think maybe you're seeking out the negative.
To Isaiah Bond, all these times. He never gets the cut-ups that I want. It's it's always like, here's 3 minutes of him playing not great football.
I swear half of my TikTok, when I'm rolling through them, one, it's like, this is why Shador's not an NFL quarterback, this one individual play. And the next person is like, this is why Shador is an NFL quarterback.
TikTok is too much of Drake May's wife making cookies.
I think you're telling on yourself with that one.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of Drake May's wife making different delicate goods.
For 1 second,
She calls it Bake Miss.
All right. I do know about this. I have heard about this, and I have seen this. I thought we were talking about Drake for a minute. I just stopped hearing.
The rapper Drake?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I'd be consuming a lot. I didn't even know he was married. Took me a minute. I was like, I didn't know you were that into wheelchair Jimmy's wife.
She's like Drake May's. They've been together since like seventh grade.
Yeah. That's wholesome.
A very adorable couple.
Yeah. By the way,
she makes cookies and Patriots fans lose their mind.
We could all grow to be the quarterback of an NFL team if starting in seventh grade, we had the amorous affection of women. Right? Seriously. That dude's holding hands in seventh grade. You know, by the time junior year comes around, other things are going down. Like,
that's the difference. She knew what she was hitched to.
She knew in seventh grade?
Yeah, I would think.
It was like the scouting combine?
I would think Drake May had already displayed a lot of athleticism by the time seventh grade had happened.
Those shoulders, he's going to be at least 6'4". Let's test out the arm.
He had to pass math class somehow.
Drake, throw me some Nutter Butters
His dad was in the coaching world. Like, she had to assume he was going to land in some sort of nice spot. And so, like, there's a reason why, like, seventh, eighth graders, it never lasts. Is because most of the time, the girl then realizes, oh, there's someone better out. There's something better. It's there. It exists. Let me go do that. There was nothing better than Drake May at that point. It was never gonna materialize.
Who hurt you?
A lot of people. A lot of people along the way.
Sounds like seventh grade Johnny got done dirty
a
here.
A lot of people along the
You're
way.
You're not Drake May's age, are you?
No. Not even close.
The other man.
I think Drake May's actually like Jake Volnick's age.
So what's funny about this is while we wonder, okay, how much of a chance do you really have with John Harbaugh? The Giants fans have gone from he's going to Miami, this is a nightmare, to now swinging back to and it's all because of Ian O'Connor's tweet yesterday. As the Giants prepare to close on Harbaugh in the coming days, and then he posts a story that he wrote 10 years ago, which is wild, by the way. You get all the Giants fans incredibly hot and bothered by being like, so they're closing on John Harbaugh. By the way, here's a thing I wrote about him 10 years ago. That is wonderful use of social media. It's basically catfishing because you're like, oh, there must be some hidden thing in this. No, it's just something Ian O'Connor wrote a decade ago for ESPN on John Harbaugh. But you gave them what they wanted, which was the Giants are preparing to close on John Harbaugh. Now because of that, all of our friends at WFAN. So he's coming here, and that's just how it's going to be. It's like,
Are these the same people that a week ago you told me were locked in on Stefanski?
On Friday. Yes, same people. And on Friday, they were certain. It was like a funeral dirge. It was like, he's going to Miami. He's got the relationship with Stephen Ross. I've never seen it. This level of flip-flopping simply cannot happen in the world. It cannot. Not at Big Bad like WFAN.
Fanta levels of flip-flop. Well, they got a new lineup over there. You know?
It makes Fanta stand your ground guy. Like, that's like hold the line guy, John Fanta, compared to the flip-flopping back and forth from day to day.
Because last week you told me you wanted to do a burger bet on it. They said it was going to be wrapped up and done by Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are. Now it's Monday.
And then Harbaugh got fired.
Here we are.
And then Harbaugh has and hasn't been their coach. I'm inclined to believe, and I've never stopped believing, that the Giants would be his number one spot. I think the one thing about the Giants is it's kind of similar to the Green Bay job. I don't know they're giving you $20 million a year and all the power you want. Because those are different franchises.
Yeah.
Whereas a lesser franchise, like in the eyes of football people, Atlanta, Cleveland, Tennessee, might just give you everything you want just to come in the door.
Seems like we'll give you anything you want. It seems like Arthur Blank will, too. Arthur Blank really does. He went a little cheaper with Raheem Morris this last go around. But it seems like at this spot, Arthur Blank is ready to just unload as far as the financials are concerned. I still think the Raiders after Friday night, though. You know, the amount of people that were like, you can have this on your roster. Speaking of Mendoza, immediately ready to sign up after that game on Friday night. Like, it was there's a lot that can still happen within this coaching search.
I want to get to the McDaniel Stefanski line there, but 216-474.
So where's McCarthy been hiding?
0092, probably at a pizzeria.
It's not a bad guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's more of like
I bet he's a wings guy.
Ooh, that's good. I was thinking steak and soft shell because he got the taste of fine life in Dallas, and
it's
now he's not going back.
Disappointing when you have people like McCarthy that are a little bit bigger, and they and they eat just horrible food. Not like horrible bad for you, but I mean like horrible. Like he's like I don't know. Like he uses like 2,000 calories a day on Pringles or something insane. You know what I mean? Or something that like isn't the traditional, like,
so are there
I eat a lot of wings
in the fat community that I don't know about?
I just feel like if you're going to be a bigger guy, at least do it right. You know, like stuff your face with pizza, do wings, do basically all the really fatty foods that people on diets don't eat consistently. Like, do those a lot.
But do people on diets consistently eat Pringles?
I don't know. I couldn't come up with a better one on the top of my head there. But I was thinking of, like if they eat, like, a lot of broccoli or something, or a lot of carrots or something.
I mean, I kind of think...
Something that, like, isn't necessarily just wings that we know are just going to be a million calories.
I kind of think the whole point of the fat game is there's just no ethics to it.
Is that it?
It's like the Wild Wild West.
Okay, I like that thinking.
You can just eat whatever you want, whenever you want, however much. I mean, by the way, I very successfully withheld a 12-pack of Nutter Buddies from my kids for like 2 weeks. Just put it up where nobody would see it, and nobody found it.
The fat game's always confusing to me, but what I do appreciate about you is that you outwardly eat a lot of things in general.
Yeah.
And you don't hide it. I feel like I have some bigger friends that I just never see eat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how'd you get to be big? I never see you eat.
It's Hacksaw. Hacksaw does a thing of like, oh, I just want one chicken finger. And I was like, come on, that's not a one chicken finger body. What are we doing here?
Yeah, like, what are you doing the show for?
Like, I'm going to take 12 home for my family.
What are you doing the show for? Just eat it. Eat it all. We don't care.
I think the Browns do have a chance with Harbaugh. I just don't know they're going to have a chance to get to Harbaugh. Does that make sense?
It does. And the fact that we're like fourth or fifth on just about everybody's list, not encouraging. But again, we were that way with Deshaun Watson too, and then they were able to get it done.
Now I'm going to land though in a best spot, which is Charles Robinson saying that this job has more potential than people realize. And I don't think that's because Charles thinks that. I think it's because Charles has heard from people around the NFL that this job has more potential than people realize.
I hope so. I hope that's the case. And we'll find out based off of who and when ends up here. If it's not Harbaugh, if it ends up being McDaniel, then I think he's dead on the money.